It's the Morning Blend with David and Brenda. A double shot of Catholicism and conversation to start your day off right. On the bridge between your faith and everyday life. Mater Dei Radio.
And a very good Monday morning to you, March 7th, 7 a.m. It's David and Brenda with you on The Morning Blend. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. Barely made it. I had to reheat my coffee and switch out my chair. And so I did it just right again, down at the wire.
Again with the diva. Coffee has to be at exactly the right temperature.
That's right.
I don't like the height of this chair. I won't move it up and down. I have to go search out a different one.
I have a funny story. Okay. Speaking of coffee, yesterday.
Yeah.
So I have my coffee mug at home.
Uh-huh.
And I'd made myself a nice cup of coffee, and I couldn't find the mug. I went to do something, and I literally could not find it. It was driving me crazy. I was looking everywhere. Did I accidentally set it in the refrigerator? You know how sometimes you'll put something away and
you set it down
you don't realize it. Did I put it in the pantry? Did I take it upstairs with me? I was looking everywhere for it. I could not find it. And I swore somebody stole it. It's like, how can I not find my coffee mug? I mean, it was driving me nuts. And so my wife comes down and I told her. And so she's kind of looking around. You know where it was?
She found it?
She found it.
Where?
In the microwave. I had set it in the microwave to reheat it. I forgot that I put it there. And she opened the microwave and she goes, I didn't even look in the microwave because I thought that would be the first place that you would look. And I said, I totally forgot that I'd set it in there.
See,
and that's where it was.
It is amazing where you end up. Things that you set down, and it happens even to the kids. This is definitely not an age thing because even my kids are like, wait a second, I just put my phone down.
Yeah.
Where is it? Do you want me to call it? You need to put like a little ringer on your coffee cup.
I think so.
And so that way you can just press the button and find out where it is.
I swear I looked for that mug for 10 minutes. And I was so frustrated because I had no idea what happened to it. So there's a lesson learned.
You had to reheat it probably because of the amount of time it took for you to try to find it.
For sure.
It had gotten cool again.
Yeah. But anyway, so I found it. All is well. And that was frustrating yesterday.
Oh, man.
How was your weekend?
Man. Oh, we had a great weekend. We got one of the kids down from college. She is already on her spring break.
Mm-hmm.
She's real early on now. She's up at St. Martin's, of course, I've said before. They are out of school like the first week of May.
Yeah.
So their spring break is right about this time.
How long of a break do they get?
She's got a full week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so she's home for the week, which is always a good time. It got real loud. It's amazing how one child, one more person in the house changes the whole dynamic. So it got a little rowdy and excited. The kids were all happy. We got a chance to also visit with some good friends over the weekend. They are back visiting from Texas. So it was always a good time to kind of get together with friends, enjoy a good meal. We were down there at the Vancouver waterfront.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Boy, they just cannot stop building down there. There is just building after building going up. And boy, it just looks like it's going to be a great community right down there. Lots of great shopping and especially the restaurants.
Yeah.
So that was always a good time.
I got to get down there. I haven't been down there since.
You need to come over.
Yeah.
I know you Portlanders, it's a hard for you guys to cross over the bridge, but
it is.
You know, it's not that far, really.
It's very
I'm
difficult.
You.
That's right. Just come to drive
up,
over there.
Come up and enjoy the river. There's some great rivers. Just the whole little walking around the area there. Maybe this summer, David, we'll have you up to our side of the river.
I would love that.
We'll enjoy a burger and a big milkshake.
Ooh, that sounds good. Yeah. Well, that sounds wonderful.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm looking at the forecast, snow in the forecast.
You know what, though? I'm looking at the forecast, though, because I'm counting the days and then rain and then count a few days. This is definitely that spring pattern.
It is.
Where we'll have rain for a day, maybe day and a half, and then we get this string of, you know, about three pretty nice days.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the rain comes again.
That's springtime.
Boy, I'm looking forward to it because it's finally warming up. It's feeling better.
Yeah. So when I say snow in the forecast, it's very unlikely. They're just showing a few snowflakes on their little icons like it's a possibility. We'll give you the details on that. But when I looked at that, I'm like, whoa, those are snowflakes in the forecast there. So Well, I guess we should get a show started today. All right. What do you have coming up?
We shall. Well, of course, more news from the Ukraine. Would you enter a war zone to bring peace and comfort to those in the crossfire? Well, Pope Francis sending two cardinals to show the love of Christ.
All right. Lots of basketball tournaments over the weekend. We'll have the results for you coming up.
We've got a great show ahead for you this Monday morning. Here is Audrey Assad and Deliverer. And we are David and Brenda on The Morning Blend right here at Mater Dei Radio.
That is Andre Assad and Deliver. It is 7-Eleven at Mater Dei Radio, the bridge between your faith and everyday life. It's David and Brenda with you on this Monday morning, March 7th. Well, we are going to jump into the pool with Mark Lee at CYO right after the forecast.
Support for Mater Dei Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including Best Buy in Town Landscape Supply. Since 1984, Best Buy in Town has been supplying the area with landscape products and services, including bark dust blowing, rock, soil, sod, and recycler of yard debris. Located at 2200 Cornelius Pass Road in Hillsboro. Online at bestbuybark.com or 503-645-6665.
Please join Mater Dei Radio and Franciscan missionary Sister Anne Marie Warren with the morning offering.
O Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you my prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day for all the intentions of your Sacred Heart, in union with this holy sacrifice of the Mass throughout the world, in reparation for my sins, for the intentions of all my relatives and friends, and in particular for the intentions of the Holy Father. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
For more prayer resources and to let us know how we can pray for your intentions, please visit materdeiradio.com.
The Benedictine Brewery Tap Room is a place of hospitality and fellowship, a place where all who come are welcome and where the peace of nearby Mount Angel Abbey permeates. Come for the beer, return to share the spirit of the monks of Mount Angel who brew craft beer in the tradition of the Belgian monks of old using local waters and hops grown on Abbey land. Taste and believe. Learn more at BenedictineBrewery.com. That's BenedictineBrewery.com.
Lent is the perfect time to download Mater Dei Radio's new Hail Mary Media app. We're adding new content every day to help you advance in your faithfulness to Christ, including live Liturgy of the Hours with the Benedictine monks at Mount Angel Abbey. You can even set a customized schedule of your Lenten prayer reminders. The Hail Mary Media app also lets you stream the live broadcast of Mater Dei Radio and access podcasts of our original programming, including exclusive content not available on the radio. Plus, you'll find local Lenten events like Stations of the Cross and Eucharistic Adoration on the community calendar, news from the Catholic Sentinel, and much more. Download it today. Just search Hail Mary Media in the App Store and Google Play, or go to materdeiradio.com and follow the instructions. Get it now and start growing closer to Christ during Lent with the new Hail Mary Media app from Mater Dei Radio, the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
And it is 7:14 here at Mater Dei Radio. A little cold start to the day, but going to warm up a bit for a pretty mild day overall. Now, sky's going to be partly to mostly sunny across western Oregon and southwest Washington in the afternoon. Highs today going to get us to the upper 50s. So then clouds are going to begin to build overnight. Looks like rain going to be falling tomorrow and bringing snow to the mountains above 3,500 feet. Nice little jolt of snow there.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that could be it, though, for rain for the rest of the week. The next chance, yeah, it looks like it's coming just in time for the weekend.
Currently 36 degrees at St. Anthony's Church in Tigard.
And it is 36 degrees at Holy Redeemer Catholic Church in Vancouver.
Well, from all accounts, it was a great year in the pool. And to put a bow on the Portland Area Catholic Youth Organization's swimming season is its director, Mark Lee. And he joins us this morning. Hey, how you doing, Mark?
I'm doing very well. How about you?
Doing very well. Thank you very much. Well, here we went. Swim season has come and gone, but how was it to get back into the pool after dealing with the pandemic and the issues the year before?
It was exceptional. There were so many things that really were highlighted this year that really spoke to what really makes swimming so exciting and so much fun to help out the children.
Yeah, and I think about that, and With swimming, and you can certainly speak to this better than I don't swim a lot. I enjoy swimming. But is swimming one of those sports that you kind of use it or lose it? I mean, is it something you have to keep doing?
You know, it really is. And that was one of the things that was so important to us as coaches and as people that love swimming. And that is that you really have to maintain that feel and that that feeling of safety in the water and being able to relax. And that's what a lot of children lost. That was evidenced in the number of drownings, you know, unfortunately, that occurred last year when children did not have that opportunity to practice swimming.
Mm. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that was it.
So talk about your season. How did the season go? When did you get started? And then how, just kind of walk us through how it went.
Well, actually, we've been planning this for a long time. There were so many considerations that we had to take and think about and how to put the season together. And really, it began, it's been going on all year or since the beginning of the pandemic, so a year and a half in planning. A lot of thought went into it, not just how to accomplish a season, but how to react to what was happening throughout the season, and also on how to deal with the fear and the trepidation that the parents might have in allowing their children to participate.
Mm, yeah, I can see that. We're speaking with Mark Lee. He's the director of swimming at the Portland Area Catholic Youth Organization, wrapping up their swimming season. So did you? When did your practices start, and then how did you transition into the meets and the championships?
Our practices began, as they normally do, in October 1st. And generally, there's about a month of practices, and then we go into our competitions. And those are at developmental meets where we have teams that get together. We had four developmental meets each weekend, two on Saturday, two on Sunday. And we really had to reduce our numbers down in order to accommodate the COVID spacing and mask use and just how congregated we can have a pool B during competition. And then we had two championships. We had the Poly Championships at the beginning of January, and then we had our most popular All-Star Championships at the end or the mid-January, which that was our biggest meet.
What are the ages? And you talked about the Polys and then the All-Stars. What age of kids are we talking here?
The Polys are our youngest swimmers, and they are anything from pre-K to age or grade three. Mm-hmm. And then we have our Cubs, which are fourth, fifth, and sixth grade. And then we have our oldest swimmers, the Cadets, which are seventh and eighth grade.
So talk about the Polys. That interests me with the little ones there. And what are you doing with them and getting them into the pool? And what are they doing swim-wise as far as the strokes and those sorts of things?
Well, when you think about the ages, we're talking pre-K. Some of these children have a tough enough to speak or tough enough time right. just speaking. So they're the most difficult, the ones that are the most challenging. And actually, in the planning process, we contemplated, you know, could we do the Polys, which takes that, you know, so much supervision? Mm-hmm. Could we do that? And the overwhelming response was, we need to. We need to be able to help those children. Those are the ones that, from a safety standpoint, those are the ones that really wanted the target. Plus, that's really where your future growth comes from.
Right.
Not just with the children themselves, but also parents, and you want to maintain over year to year to year. And there was lots of consideration on how to deal with them. We had to think about coaching them. Generally with the youngest swimmers, you need to be right next to them. You need to hold on to them. You need to manipulate arms. You need to manipulate legs. And we understood that that was going to take a large number of people in order to do that and to do that safely, how to wear a mask while you're in the pool dealing with the children while they're not masked and how to, you know, work with them right. to make them feel comfortable and safe.
Well, and I think, too, you touched upon it early, too, and that's the fact that it's so important that as little kids to teach them how to swim and to be able to be safely go through water and to know how to do it.
Well, like you said yourself, you don't swim a lot. And I think that the adult population, there are a lot of swimmers that don't or a lot of adults that don't swim or don't do a lot of the sports that would be available to them if they did, like scuba diving, like surfing, like, you know, kayaking, like all the water sports.
Right.
Some people are afraid of the water, and that's something that we as the swim community want to really affect and to make our children safe. It's something that, if you think about it, you can do swimming throughout your entire life. There are 90-year-olds that are out in the pools and getting exercise in a non-impact method that is really good for them. And, you know, like you said, for the children, being safe. If you get thrown out of a boat or anything happens within the water, to be able to relax and to have faith that you can save yourself is something that is so important.
Very true. Mark Lee, he's the director of swimming for the Portland Area Catholic Youth Organization, CYO, as they wrapped up the season. Well, as we wrap up the interview, just tell me, how did the meets go? Any records set?
There were 4 records that were set by 2 eighth grade boys.
Wow.
And it was wonderful for them. I mean, it would have been their last season, and if we had not had a season this year, they would not have had that opportunity. They are both club swimmers, and they set records in the most difficult events, being our longer events or the IM. Those are things that are very tough. So they put it together, and through a lot of difficult and hard work, managed to break 4 records. That really surprised me, based on what you said, that you lose that feel. And for a while, they could not swim. There were no pools out there. They could only swim in open bodies of water.
Right.
So it was incredible to see that.
That is fantastic. Well, Mark, congratulations on a great swimming season. Glad that CYO was able to get it back this year. And I guess full steam ahead for next year then.
That and the rest of the CYO sports.
Absolutely.
Like track coming up. And I know that you've spoken with CYO staff, Connor, about track. And, you know, CYO sports are good. And like we saw with the Olympics, sports should be something not what you see on TV throughout a lot of the times now. I mean, watching TV at night, you see a lot of negatives. Sports are a little bit different, and especially CYO sports, where the focus is on getting along with one another and expressing what is the best in people. We have a ton of volunteers, and that's exactly what they show.
That is fantastic. Mark Lee, Director of Swimming at the Portland Catholic Area Youth Organization. Mark, thank you so much for all your work with CYO. We certainly appreciate it. God bless. Have a great week.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
And it is 7:23 here at Mater Dei Radio. Oh, I miss those swim meets. I loved watching those girls swim and young men. There were lots of young men.
Right.
Of course, my 3 daughters swam with CYO sports. You know, that carried them all the way into high school swim team, too.
It's fantastic. And as Mark said, too, just to be able to learn how to swim, to learn how to swim properly, it's just a lifelong skill that you need to know.
Oh, absolutely. If you want to listen to that again, head over to our webpage, because that interview is going to be made into a podcast. And on that podcast, I will also include links to CYO Camp Howard, because as Mark just said, track season is getting ready to start up. You're going to want to sign up your kids. CYO is such a great program. And on that link, you'll find out all of the things that you can participate in with your family, with your kids. Summer camp's coming up too. So it's a great webpage. You're going to find it on the podcast of that interview you just heard, materdeiradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app.
Support for Mater Dei Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including Dr. Mark Bianco, family dentist. Dr. Bianco practices family dentistry in the neighborhood of 122nd Avenue and Stark Street in Southeast Portland. Dr. Bianco, family dentist, online at biancodentistry.com or 503-252-1722. That's 503-252-1722.
Support for Mater Dei Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including the Catholic Youth Organization and Camp Howard. CYO offers local youth positive sports activities throughout the school year and summer camp programs at Camp Howard near scenic Mount Hood. Sports and camp registration information can be found on the web at cyocamphoward.org. That's cyocamphoward.org.
Would you like to make your spring cleaning plans a little easier this year? Let Mater Dei Radio give you a hand. If you have a car, truck, van, RV, or boat that you would like to clear out, our vehicle donation program is just the answer. You can donate your vehicle to Mater Dei Radio and get a likely tax deduction in return. It's quick and easy, giving you a real jumpstart to your spring cleaning. Learn more about our vehicle donation program at materdeiradio.com.
Lattes and cappuccinos may be tasty, but it's the Morning Blend with David and Brenda that will get your day started right on Mater Dei Radio.
7:26 at Mater Dei Radio. We'll have the latest from Ukraine as the refugee numbers continue to grow.
And are you hooked on the game Wordle? Well, perhaps inspiration from the Saints will help you form your first words. I'll have that story for you, plus more coming up in news. Here is Dan Francis, No Other Name. You're listening to David and Brenda on the Morning Blend right here at Mater Dei Radio, leading souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary.
Who paints the evening sky before our eyes with love and care? Who sets the oceans tides, the mountains hides, and still hears our prayer? No other name, no one but our kind. We're shouting out your name for all that you have saved and everything you promised. When you open up the rain, we're carrying a song on lifted hands, oh God. So raise us up to tell them what your love is, one for all. Who forms us with his head into the dust, the breath of life? Into our hearts, the darkest parts, let there be light. No other name, no one but our kind. We're shouting out your name for all that you have saved and everything you promised.
Dan Francis and No Other Name. It's 7:30 at Mater Dei Radio, the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
And in your news, Pope Francis condemned Russia's invasion of Ukraine and expressed his solidarity with the country on Sunday, saying, "Rivers of blood and tears are flowing in Ukraine." Well, he began his Angelus address saying, "It is not merely a military operation, but a war which sows death, destruction, and misery." Pope Francis spoke to the crowd gathered in St. Peter's Square in Rome following the Sunday Angelus address. Now, the faithful gathered to pray with the pontiff, including many from Ukraine who held up the blue and yellow flag of their country. His words echoed those of Major Archbishop Sviatoslav Shevchuk, the leader of the Ukrainian Greek Catholic Church. 2 days after Russia began its full-scale invasion of Ukraine on February 26th, Shevchuk quoted his predecessor, the late Cardinal Yosef Slipyaj, as describing the mountains of corpses and rivers of blood after Ukraine fell under Soviet rule. Pope Francis announced his desire to help the Ukrainian people achieve peace.
Well, the United Nations now estimates that at least 1.5 million refugees have fled Ukraine in the hopes of escaping an escalating war in their country. This is the death toll of citizens continues to climb. A Russian strike hit a civilian evacuation point outside of Kyiv, reportedly killing 8 people, including 2 children, as they tried to flee their homes. Russian tanks continued to advance on the capital city, with video showing Russian weaponry in a populated area outside of Kyiv. And some areas of the country are now running short of food and water. Third round of talks between Ukraine and Russia scheduled to get underway later today. Location for this event has not been disclosed.
And more than 100 people gathered in Esther Short Park on Sunday to show their support for Ukraine and denounce Russian President Vladimir Putin's war on the country. Paul Demyanik, pastor at Ukrainian Baptist Church, told the crowd he appreciated the community's support for the continued independence of his birth country. He said, "I've received many calls, people just calling to say our doors are open, our hearts are open to the Ukrainian. You are like family." Demyanik moved to the United States in 1991, right before the fall of the Soviet Union. After speakers were done at Esther Short Park, the crowd split into smaller groups that sung or prayed for peace.
Well, we were just talking about this a little bit ago. The Portland Area Catholic Youth Organization is now signing up kids for its very popular track and field program. Connor Garcia with CYO tells us practices will begin on March 14th, then the competitions start.
The meets will start April 2nd, and they'll be on Saturdays with the Easter weekend off. So it'd be April 2nd, 9th, 23rd, and the 30th. And then our championships, we have Roadrunner Championships, which are those little third and fourth graders. They will be on May 7th. And then we have our big meet of champions at Jesuit High School, May 14th and 15th. So it'll be a quick little season once we get it up and running, but it is sure a fun season.
The CYO track and field program is for boys and girls from 3rd through 8th grades, and no prior experience is required. Now, everyone can take part. All the registration details are online at cyocamphoward.org.
I love track and field.
That's great.
Those are, again, just like swimming with families. Boy, all your kids are going to practice together,
yep,
and all their meets are going to be at the same place and time. Well, Washington County Sheriff's Office is looking for an arson suspect who is accused of setting a random car on fire in a Fred Meyer parking lot on Sunday. Now, according to a news release, deputies responded to the parking lot of the Fred Meyer located on Southwest Beaverton Hillsday Highway just before 8 a.m. due to multiple 911 calls reporting a car was on fire behind the store. Now, no one was inside the car at the time of the arson. The video shows the suspect approaching the car near the gas tank, and then shortly after, there's an explosion.
It's crazy.
They have video of this from security cameras in the parking lot, and yeah, just like you would imagine, there must have been something that he put in the car, maybe in the gas tank, I don't know, but it went up. It looks like it shot like a fireball off into the parking lot, and then but it's impossible to see who that is. Dark pants, dark hoodie, dark backpack.
Fortunately, there weren't other cars around it. It was kind of sitting by itself, so that was lucky. Well, in sports, the Portland Timbers played their second match of the regular season last night down in Los Angeles, taking on LAFC. Timbers had a 1-0 lead, but LA came back and scored the equalizer late in the contest, and the match ended in a draw. Portland played much of the second half a man down because of a double yellow card. Timbers returned home for a game on Saturday against Austin FC. Portland Trailblazers on the road tonight to face Minnesota. It's a back-to-back with the Timberwolves. The Blazers lost there on Saturday night. At the West Coast Conference Women's Basketball Tournament in Las Vegas, University of Portland will face top seed BYU this afternoon in the semifinals. The Pilots defeated Loyola Marymount 69-44 to advance. Today's game tips off at 12 noon and will be televised on Root Sports Northwest. Pilot men lost their quarterfinal game to Santa Clara on Saturday night. And in the State of Oregon High School Basketball Tournament, the Jesuit and Marist girls have advanced to the Final Eight at the 6A and 4A levels. And the finals get started on Thursday. In the boys, De La Salle North Catholic fell to Cascade Christian in the championship game at the 3A level over the weekend. And so I was looking at all the other schools. So when the boys, Jesuit, Central Catholic, La Salle Prep, and Marist Catholic and Regis all lost over the weekend to be eliminated from the tournament. And then in the girls, La Salle Prep also lost over the weekend. But again, as I mentioned, Marist Catholic and Jesuit, the girls both advanced to the Final Eight.
Okay. Well, the popular saying of having the patience of a saint should be applied to those playing the word game Wordle. Well, in case you don't know much about the latest craze in the world of puzzles, Wordle has soared in popularity in a very short time. Now, it's a game that involves a good knowledge of five-letter words and word construction. So the Alitea team are big fans, apparently, David, and they sat down thinking about how the best way to approach this game is. So I downloaded the game, and I probably played about, I'd say 8 or 10 rounds of this new game.
Is this like a computer game?
Well, I got it on my app. So it's like a phone app game that you would get. So here's the basic instructions, David. You have a blank screen. I think there's like six rows of, of empty blocks, and you have an alphabet, you know, a keyboard. You pick a random five-letter word, and you submit it. You put it in there. So then what Wordle will do is it'll say, you know, you'll see different colors on the word. If it's shaded gray, it means those letters are not in the final word. If it's shaded kind of an orange or yellow, it means that that letter is in the word, the final word that you have to figure out, but it's in the wrong place.
Oh, okay.
And then if it's a word, a letter that is marked green, that means it's a right letter in its right place.
Okay.
So then you just kind of go through thinking of words that have kind of that sequence.
Do you get like so many guesses or?
And then you move down like six rows. You have about six guesses to figure out.
It's kind of like Wheel of Fortune.
A little bit. You just kind of have to start guessing. You got to know your words really well.
Yeah.
And it's kind of fun. You try to kind of think and put different letters in there. It took me a few rounds to get the hang of it. And then it's always fun, though, is what word do you start the game with? That's always the first thing is you pick a different word. I suppose some people would always go with the same word, but they try to mix it up.
Can you buy a vowel?
No, but it'll tell you, you know, which if it's going to be in there or not, you're going to get pretty quick notice on there. Well, they thought about the Saints. If the Saints were playing Wordle, what would their first word be? Well, they came up with a list. So if St. Patrick was playing Wordle, well, his first word, snake.
Oh,
yeah. S-N-A-K-E.
There
you go. Absolutely.
I see that.
Or Joan of Arc. Mm-hmm. Perhaps her first word might be brave or stake. Mm-hmm. You see where we're going here?
I see where you're doing it.
And then, of course, if it's St. Anthony of Padua, he's the Portuguese Catholic priest, often included holding the child Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this opened up a whole number of options, including child, or we also associate him with finding things. You could put found. So if those were the saints, they would use those words to start it off.
Five letter word.
Those are all five letter words.
Gotcha.
I'm going to show you how to play.
It's time to find out what's going on in our Catholic community.
And coming up this Thursday at beginning at 8 a.m. running all day is Adoration at the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception. You can sign up for a regular hour or just stop on in for a few moments anytime before the Blessed Sacrament. Well, that is the perfect time spent. And remember, you can find details on these and other events. Head over to the community calendar, materdayradio.com, or the Hail Mary Media app.
We're going to talk about your finances with Ashley Michiquet, True North Retirement Advisors, right after the forecast.
Support for Mater Dei Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including Best Buy in Town Landscape Supply. Since 1984, Best Buy in Town has been supplying the area with landscape products and services, including bark dust blowing, rock, soil, sod, and recycler of yard debris. Located at 2200 Cornelius Pass Road in Hillsboro. Online at bestbuybark.com or 503-645-6665.
Support for Mater Dei Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including Jeff Kane at North Point Bank in Vancouver. North Point Bank brings value to customers through client-focused home loan programs, including new construction, renovation options, financing for rental properties, and more. Learn more at northpoint.com. That's northpoint, P-O-I-N-T-E.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Do you want to live a truly authentic Catholic life? This is Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, and Monday nights at 7:30, Ken Hellenius and I team up for Living Stones. This dynamic weekly show will help you deepen your relationship with Christ and His church with practical ways that you can grow in faith, participate more fully in the liturgy, and practice charity towards all. Join us for Living Stones, Monday nights at 7:30 on Modern Day E-Radio, the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
7:42 at Mater Dei Radio. Well, it's a chilly one out there this morning. There is a dense fog advisory, by the way, until 10 this morning. Then we'll see partly sunny skies later today. A high of 58 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight, low of 39. And then chance of showers roll in for tomorrow. About a 70% chance of rain on Tuesday with a high of 49.
It is 32 degrees at St. Henry's Catholic Church in Gresham.
And 30 degrees at St. Thomas More Newman Center in Eugene.
We know. All that we have is a blessing from God, and we can easily see how good health or time with the family, well, that's what a blessing is. But do you ever think about your income also being a gift from God? Well, maybe not, because we have to work to receive it. And for some, the harder you work, well, the greater the financial reward. But perhaps maybe you also worry about your finances. Do you have enough to feed your family, or anxiety about your financial security in the future? Well, Lent may be the perfect time to set aside your worry and make a plan. Well, joining me today on the show is our friend Ashley Michiquet from True North Retirement Advisors. Ashley is with us to help us understand the proper role money should play in our lives and how we can use it to better serve the Lord. Ashley, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Brenda. It's great to be here with you.
Ashley, the good deacon and I have been talking because we met with our financial advisor, and we really realized that going into that meeting, we ourselves were worried that had we done the right thing, worried about what our financial advisor might think, that, you know, a couple at our age kind of planning late for their retirement. Why do we have that kind of anxiety when we should be setting that aside?
That's a great question. And it's a very common issue. I find that when someone comes to me for the first time, or even a client that I've been working with for years, often they're nervous about what I'm going to say. There's a lot of unknown there. So we're always sort of afraid of what lies on the other side of what we know and that unknown. And so I think a lot of clients are afraid that I'm going to tell them there's no hope for them at all. And most of them are surprised when I say, no, you're just fine. Even if they haven't done the planning that they maybe thought they should have done, many of my clients who are getting close to retirement, just the fact that they're thinking about their retirement and trying to put a plan and a strategy in place shows that, you know, they have done some work and they have done some planning and saving along the way. So I think most people are better off than they maybe think they are, especially those who are getting close to retirement.
Ashley, what the good deacon and I realize is that we should have maybe been planning a little earlier. And now that we have kids who are just married, have another child that's getting married, one in college who's going to enter the workforce, I feel like I want to give them some advice, some ways to avoid having that anxiety that we felt. So for young people who are kind of starting out, when should they kind of start planning for their retirement? Should it be, you know, when they have those funds available to really put into a fund that will carry them through? Or can they do this long before they're ever married?
Yes, absolutely. So if I could be at the graduation ceremony of every college, university across the country, I would sit there and pull people aside and say, with your very first paycheck, start setting money aside, even if it's, you know, $10 or $5 a paycheck. And the key is for young people in their 20s is to get into the habit very early on of setting aside money for the long term. So this would be different than money you'd have in an emergency savings. Most young people coming out of college, they're not going to have a high paying job right away. So most likely they're going to be eligible for something like a Roth IRA, or maybe if depending on the company that they go to work for, they'll have a 401k or some type of retirement plan there. Even if you can only save 1% of your income or a few dollars a month, it's that habit and starting early that is so important, because as their income grows, they will have already started the habit and it's not something new that they'll have to do. The problem is when many people start to only think about retirement when it's much closer, when they're 40s or beyond. And then they've missed out on 20 years of saving for that. So the earlier you start saving, the more likely it is that you're going to stick with it. And also the less you're going to have to save over your lifetime, because you just started saving so much earlier. And the eighth wonder of the world, as I call it, compound interest really mm-hmm. kicks in the longer you're invested. So there's a lot of things going for the person who starts saving in their 20s. So I would be sliding paperwork to open a Roth IRA to all of your kids.
Oh, I love that. And Ashley, I am probably going to send them your way for sure. Ashley Mishike is joining us today. Ashley is with True North Retirement Advisors. Ashley, we have entered into this Lenten season, the time of prayer, fasting, almsgiving, and it's a great opportunity, actually, I think, for couples to have this conversation because, well, you might be spending some time giving some things up. Maybe what you're going to do for Lent is give up the spending of things that you don't need. Mm-hmm. That can be a way to serve the Lord, too. I'm going to share your thoughts on that.
Yeah, you know, I would actually, unfortunately, it's already Lent and I have yet to officially decide on what I'm going to give up for Lent. But when I think about it, the goal is to do something that's going to help me grow spiritually and to detach myself from the things of this world. And of course, money is a huge attachment that we have, and not just money itself, but the security, wealth, our possessions, our homes, our cars, like these all act as handcuffs that keep us tied down and often prevent us from living in a way that the Lord wants us to, or you know, living His will, because it's like, oh, you know, I'd really like to do that. I feel that the Lord is calling me to do that, but I'd have to leave my job. So money and the things that money buys in our life often is a big hindrance to living the will of God in our lives. And I even find that in my own life. And it's a constant struggle to try to separate, you know, what is my will and mm-hmm. what is God's will. And so there are lots of things that I think people could incorporate into their Lenten observances that would help them grow spiritually, that have to do with money. So, you know, it's always giving up something. Well, maybe instead of giving up chocolate or soda or wine, which I could never give up wine for Lent, I'm too weak.
Sure.
But, you know, maybe there's an area of spending or a particular spending habit. One example is even just going to the grocery store. So do you go to the grocery store with a list? Do you ever buy anything that you that would be like a treat for you or something to kind of treat yourself? Or instead, maybe for Lent, you only buy necessities, or maybe if you spend too much on eating out, or you'd like to cut back on purchases of like discretionary things like clothes or shoes or, you know, whatever the thing is that you like to spend money on that maybe has become this attachment, that would be an area to look at, because it would help you grow spiritually during Lent, but then also obviously help with your finances as well.
Ashley, I think many people would probably look at money and think, well, yeah, I've worked hard for it. I should be able to spend it, but we don't think about the gift that it is from the Lord and being able to do that. And for those couples, though, who maybe have a lot of anxiety, it's difficult to make ends meet in a given month. It can be a stress to be able to bring up those conversations about finances, about how we spend the money. When you have couples that come in and are having difficulty going, how am I ever going to not work? This is our life. Or maybe they don't even want to talk about it at all. How do you can work with a couple and say, okay, here's how we're going to open up this conversation about using the money to get where you need to be in your future?
Perception. I often find perception is very different than reality. So where I always start is with gathering the information. So what is your Social Security income going to be? Looking at their assets and other sources of income, maybe they'll have a pension. And then the goal is to try to figure out, well, these are the income sources that you have and the assets that can provide income for you. So is that going to be enough to live a lifestyle that's comfortable for you in retirement? And for many people, and that's why I said earlier that I think people are actually better off than they may mm-hmm. realize. Because even if you haven't saved a lot for retirement, most people are still going to have a meaningful amount of Social Security income. Believe it or not, a lot of people still have some sort of pension or some sort of other more reliable income source in retirement. So, and then it just, it comes down to, well, what are you willing to do? Are you willing to work a little bit longer, which would allow you to save a little bit more and kind of has this ripple effect across your finances too, because that's a year or two less that you're not pulling money out of your portfolio to live in retirement. But instead of being retired, you were saving more during those couple extra years that you were working. Maybe it just means taking less trips or less vacations or doing less discretionary things. Like I know, Brenda, you like to golf, but golf is an expensive hobby. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there are with life, just like with money, just like with life, there are just trade-offs. And so the goal is to figure out, well, how do we make it work? This is the situation. This is the reality that we find ourselves in. How can we make the best of it with where we are today and what we've done so far? Because you can't go back and change the past. We can only deal with where we are today. And that's why, you know, a lot of times I work with a lot of 401k plans and the employees in those plans. And I'll have people talk to me quite often. They're in their 50s, they're getting close to retirement, maybe even a little older, maybe they're in their 60s, and they feel trapped. They have all this regret. They feel like it's too late for me. I hear that all the time. It's too late for me. And sure. I say it's never too late, because every dollar that you can save, just start where you are today and do what you can today. Let's figure out what we can do today to improve your situation down the road, because that's all we can do anyways.
Oh, I love it. All great sound advice. Hopefully for those who are listening today, maybe this just really encourages them to say, yep, this Lent, I'm going to get this under control. And that, again, will allow you to set aside that worry, that anxiety, and really to better serve the Lord. Ashley, I really appreciate your time today. Thank you so much for joining the show.
Thank you, Brenda.
And it is 7:55 at Mater Dei Radio. David and Brenda with you on the Morning Blend. Oh, it's great to talk with Ashley, isn't it?
Oh, so she good. Is just such a wealth of knowledge. And she makes you feel good. Even we talked about having that money shame about like, oh, I don't know, you know, have I done the right thing? And she's like, just come in. We'll get you figured out. You shouldn't feel badly. What you should do is be ready to, you know, do what's necessary.
Absolutely. So thank you, Ashley. Appreciate that. A couple of other folks to listen to that we always enjoy. That is Deacon Harold Burke Sivers and Ken Hellenius. Their program tonight, Living Stones, 7:30, right here, Mater Dei Radio, or anytime on your Hail Mary Media app. Go to our website, click on the programming page, programming schedule. You can get the entire list of wonderful programs throughout the day, including Living Stones tonight, 7:30. All the details on our website at materdeiradio.com.
Support for Mater Dei Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including Dr. Mark Bianco, Family Dentist. Dr. Bianco practices family dentistry in the neighborhood of 122nd Avenue and Stark Street in Southeast Portland. Dr. Bianco Family Dentist, online at biancodentistry.com or 503-252-1722. That's 503-252-1722.
The bridge between your faith and everyday life. This is Mater Dei Radio. KBBM Portland, Salem, Vancouver. KMME Cottage Grove, Eugene, Springfield. Translator K235BF, Eugene. And streaming at materdeiradio.com.
We have begun our Lenten journey, and it's that time of preparation. Maybe you're looking for a prayer resource that will help guide you through these weeks. Don't forget to add seafood to your shopping list for Fridays. You can get what you need and support Mater Dei Radio when you shop for the cause. Link your Fred Meyer Community Reward Card or shop Amazon Smiles program, and a percentage of every purchase will come back to us. More information can be found at materdeiradio.com, the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
The Morning Blend. Check out our podcast at materdeiradio.com.
7:57 at Mater Dei Radio. Man, some Oregonians may be seeing a little extra money. We'll have that story for you in the news.
And a deadly storm rips through the Midwest, tearing apart homes, the loss of life and property still being assessed. I'll have that story for you, plus more coming in the news right after Alatea's Saint of the Day.
This is Father Patrick Mary Briscoe, the editor-in-chief of Alatea.org, and today I want to talk to you about Saints Perpetua and Felicity. They're again some of these early Christian martyrs, really extraordinary witnesses to Christ. So they were both born and died in Carthage. Their feast day is March 7th. They both died around 203. That's from the best of our records. We understand who they are because of a journal, a diary, that Perpetua kept recounting her trial and imprisonment. Another contemporary continued to describe Perpetua's death, so the whole thing is there recorded in great detail. Sometime after 201, it seems, the Roman Emperor Septimius Severus forbade conversion to Christianity or Judaism, so he actually outlawed conversion to both of those religions. Of course, both Christians and Jews would have objected to the offering of incense to the pagan Roman gods. The governor of Carthage, who was at that point in time in history, Hilarion, enforced the edict of the emperor. And so Perpetua and four of her companions were arrested. Perpetua, also known as Vivia Perpetua, as the account of her martyrdom tells us, was respectably born, that she was very well educated, that she was married, that she had a living father, mother, and two brothers, one of whom was like herself a catechumen. And that when she died, she had a son who was himself an infant. She herself, Perpetua, was only 22 years of age. 22 years of age, that is, when she was martyred. Perpetua's father was grieved by her conversion to Christianity and what would be her eventual destruction. But Perpetua records in her journal again that she comforted him. When led before others with the tribunal, she bravely professes that she's a Christian. And she is condemned to die alongside the others. She was condemned to die by being consumed by wild beasts. So Felicity, Perpetua, and their companions were beheaded. There were four other companions, by the way. They were beheaded after being mauled by wild animals. The account of the martyrdom of these saints is one of the most important documents that has come down to us from the early church. Devotion to Felicity and Perpetua was widespread. That's why their names both appear in the Roman canon. The souls of the saints rejoice in heaven, the saints who follow the footsteps of Christ. And since for love of him they shed their blood, they now exult with Christ forever.
This is the Daily Refill, a project of Alatea.org. These are the stories you need to start your day.
And that is Alatea, Saint of the Day. For more information about the saints or to pray with us and hear some great Lenten resources, go to Mater Dei Radio and download our free Hail Mary Media app. That is materdeiradio.com. It's 8 o'clock.
And in your news, Pope Francis highlighted Jesus' 40-day journey in the desert where he is tempted by the devil as an example of the faithful during Lent. He says Jesus, too, was tempted by the devil, and he accompanies us, every one of us, in our temptations, Pope Francis said on Sunday. The devil uses similar tactics with human beings. This seductive proposal, he continued, leads you to the enslavement of the heart. It makes us obsessed with a desire to have. It reduces everything to the possessions of things, power, and fame. He also encouraged the faithful to ask the Blessed Virgin Mary to accompany us in the Lenten desert and to help us on our way of conversion. And 7 people were killed, including 2 children, when several tornadoes swept through central Iowa, destroying homes, knocking down trees and power lines in the state's deadliest storm in more than a decade, authorities said. Thunderstorms that spawned tornadoes moved through much of Iowa from the afternoon until Saturday night, with storms also causing damage in the Des Moines suburb of Norwalk, areas just east of Des Moines and other areas of eastern Iowa. Now, the storms were fueled by warm, moist air from the Gulf of Mexico. Officials reported a number of homes were damaged, roads were blocked by downed lines, and tree branches were shredded by the strong winds. Now, the storm that generated Saturday's tornadoes hung together for roughly 100 miles from the Nebraska border into central Iowa. It won't be clear until after the damage assessments are completed how long the individual tornadoes were on the ground.
I saw some of the footage of the tornado. Oh, man, that is so scary.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They say, I've heard people report that it's like a train.
Yeah.
It's so loud outside the doors and windows. Mm. So many prayers for all of those families.
Well, a little extra money will be coming to some Oregonians. The state legislature has approved a $600 one-time stimulus payment to low-income workers who are on the job in the early days of the pandemic. Now, the payments would go to Oregonians who claimed the earned income tax credit in 2020, a tax break for low-income working households. Now, the Oregon Department of Revenue said about 245,000 Oregonians would be eligible, with payments limited to one per household. The State Department of Revenue would make the payments automatically for most eligible workers by the end of July. Payments plus administrative costs are expected to amount to nearly $150 million paid from federal pandemic aid approved by Congress last year.
And a Vatican cardinal has said that he will travel as far as he can in Ukraine to express Pope Francis' solidarity with the suffering population. Cardinal Konrad Krzyzewski, the papal almoner, said he intended to enter the war-torn country via Poland at the Pope's behest. Pope Francis announced in his Angelus address on March 6 that he was sending the 58-year-old Polish cardinal and Cardinal Michael Czerny, the interim prefect of the Vatican's dicastery for promoting integral human development, to Ukraine. The apostolic nunciature in Poland said that Krzyzewski arrived in the country on March 6th and would spend the coming days visiting refugee centers at the Polish-Ukrainian border and in Ukraine. Now, the Holy See press office said that by sending the two cardinals to Ukraine, the Pope also wanted to call attention to the many similar situations throughout the world, including in Yemen, Syria, and Ethiopia.
Well, this is a pretty adventurous little boy from Brazil. The 9-year-old decided he wanted to go visit some relatives in the São Paulo region, but decided he would not ask his parents first. So he snuck out of the house and headed to the airport. Authorities say he was able to board a LATAM Airlines flight without question. The plane traveled nearly 1,700 miles before the flight crew realized the boy was an unauthorized passenger.
What?
Yeah, his parents didn't know he was gone until they checked his bedroom in the morning. At that point, they started to panic when he wasn't there. Fortunately, they were contacted and they reunited later that day with their son. The boy says he was not mad at his parents, but he just wanted to go visit his relatives.
Wow.
Yeah, and he was able to sneak onto the plane unnoticed.
That is a one. How did he ever get on that airplane? That's probably the first for you. What's a ambitious young man. We need to curb that enthusiasm, get the bumpers on his lane so that way, yeah, he doesn't go too far out, like getting on an airplane to go to another city.
I'm sure authorities, too, are going to be investigating how someone was able to sneak on a plane.
Absolutely. Well, a federal judge has issued a preliminary injunction blocking Oregon's first-in-the-nation ban on so-called real estate love letters. They're personal notes from prospective home buyers to home sellers saying that it violates the First Amendment by restricting free speech too broadly. Those letters were outlawed as of January 1st by lawmakers seeking to ensure that sellers couldn't make decisions based on race, national origin, marital status, or family status, or other protected class. The lawsuit filed on behalf of Total Real Estate Group, a Bend firm of 20 agents, said lawmakers provided no proof that such discrimination was taking place and that state and federal laws already prohibited housing discrimination.
In sports, the West Coast Conference Women's Basketball Tournament in Las Vegas, University of Portland will face top seed BYU this afternoon in the semifinals. Pilots defeated Loyola Marymount 69-44 to advance. So today's game tips off at 12 noon and will be televised on Root Sports Northwest. I don't know if you remember this, but a couple of years ago when Michael Meek took over as the head coach of the University of Portland women's program, they ended up winning the West Coast Conference tournament. And it was a big surprise. That was also shortly after that they didn't hold the tournament because of the pandemic. So they never got a chance to play in the tournament. So I'm really hoping that they can win the tournament this time and get a chance
get
to
a
play.
Chance.
Yeah.
You know, looking at the calendar, we're in March around the second week. It was by about the 2.5-3 weeks into March is when all of those shutdowns began 2 years ago.
I know.
Boy, I can hardly believe it's been that long.
So hopefully they can make it and win the tournament and get a chance to play. So here we go. Here is your Monday morning blast from the past.
What's this stuff? Some cereal. It's supposed to be good for you. Did you try it?
I'm not going to try it. You try it.
I'm not going to try it.
Let's get Mikey.
Yeah.
He won't need it. He hates everything. He likes it. Hey, Mikey.
When you bring life home, don't tell the kids it's one of those nutritional cereals you've been trying to get them to eat. You're the only one who has to know.
That's such a great commercial. It's National Cereal Day.
National Cereal Day. You know what is great about cereal is that it is the perfect start to a morning, like your kids are heading out. That's
right.
A quick meal. And it is the perfect 10 o'clock snack when you're heading to bed.
A bowl of cereal. Not sugary cereal.
No, not so much anymore. But when I was young, boy, I used to, Cheerios with a good spoon of sugar over the top.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was a good breakfast.
My favorite cereal as a kid growing up, Sugar Frosted Flakes.
Okay.
They're great.
Yep. I think that when we were allowed to have that sweet treat, we were definitely like Captain Crunch. Kind of. That was kind of the box that we'd go to, or Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing like that. Those fake dyes that'll get you going great in the morning.
So good for you.
It's time to find out what's going on in our Catholic community.
Is oatmeal a cereal?
Sure.
Okay, so yeah. You could have a nice, I mean, now that we're older, nice bowl of oatmeal.
Yeah, I love perfect. It. Yeah, oatmeal's
great. Put some
raisins
great. In it, too.
Yeah.
Well, coming up on Friday at 4 o'clock until 9 is McMinnville Food and Wine Classic Benefit for St. James School. Celebrate Oregon and wine and cuisine at Evergreen Aviation and Space Museum with over 70 of Oregon's best wineries, chefs, breweries, distilleries, artists, and musicians. Proceeds will benefit St. James School.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, sounds like a great time. Just and visit the museum while you're at it. You can find details on these and other events. Head over to the community calendar on the Hail Mary Media app or webpage, materdayradio.com.
Did you say Father Jeff's going to join us?
Father Jeff says being with Jesus is key.
All right, it's after the forecast.
Support for Mater Dei Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including Best Buy in Town Landscape Supply. Since 1984, Best Buy in Town has been supplying the area with landscape products and services, including bark dust blowing, rock, soil, sod, and recycler of yard debris. Located at 2200 Cornelius Pass Road in Hillsboro. Online at bestbuybark.com or 503-645-6665.
Join Mater Dei Radio and Father Robert Barcelos in prayer with the Morning Offering.
A morning prayer written by St. Therese. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O my God, I offer Thee all my actions of this day, for the intentions and for the glory of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. I desire to sanctify every beat of my heart, my every thought, my simplest works, by uniting them to His infinite merits. And I wish to make reparation for my sins by casting them into the furnace of His merciful love. O my God, I ask of Thee for myself and for those whom I hold dear, the grace to fulfill perfectly Thy holy will, to accept for love of Thee the joys and sorrows of this passing life, so that we may one day be united together in heaven for all eternity. Amen.
For more prayer resources and to let us know how we can pray for your intentions, please visit materdayradio.com.
Support for Mater Dei Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including Holy Family Supply, Salem's Catholic Bookstore. Located at 421 Court Street Northeast in downtown Salem, Holy Family Supply has a wide variety of Catholic gifts for all occasions, including Bibles, rosaries, statues, and holy cards. Holy Family Supply current hours and days of operation are available by phone at 503-588-1071.
Lent is the perfect time to download Mater Dei Radio's new Hail Mary Media app. We're adding new content every day to help you advance in your faithfulness to Christ, including live Liturgy of the Hours with the Benedictine monks at Mount Angel Abbey. You can even set a customized schedule of your Lenten prayer reminders. The Hail Mary Media app also lets you stream the live broadcast of Mater Dei Radio and access podcasts of our original programming, including exclusive content not available on the radio. Plus, you'll find local Lenten events like Stations of the Cross and Eucharistic Adoration on the community calendar, news from the Catholic Sentinel, and much more. Download it today. Just search Hail Mary Media in the App Store and Google Play, or go to materdayradio.com and follow the instructions. Get it now and start growing closer to Christ during Lent with the new Hail Mary Media app from Mater Dei Radio, the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
It is 8:13 here at Mater Dei Radio. Well, cold start to the day, but we plan to warm up for a pretty mild day overall. Now, sky is going to be partly to mostly sunny across western Oregon after this morning fog burns off. Highs today going to get us to the upper 50s. Now, clouds will begin to build overnight. Looks like rain going to be falling tomorrow, bringing snow to the mountains above 3,500 feet. But that could be it for rain for the rest of the week. Next chance of rain looks to be coming down on the weekend.
Today's the walking day. Got to get out there. Got to get out there for a walk today. 34 degrees, by the way, at St. Edwards in Kaiser.
And it is 36 degrees at Our Lady of Guadalupe in Ridgefield, Washington.
Good morning. This is Dina Marie for Mater Dei Radio. As we embark upon a new liturgical season with Lent, we're given the opportunity to look back and reflect upon the ways the Lord has been present in our lives and in our ministries. With me to share about how the Lord has worked in his ministry as vocation director and what he's learned about the process of discernment is vocation director Father Jeff Irvin. Good morning, Father Jeff. Thanks for coming back on the program.
Good morning, Dina Marie. Thank you again for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Well, as we get ready for the season of Lent, I think there's always this opportunity for us to reflect on our lives, kind of see where is the Lord working in our lives. And we use the prayer, fasting and almsgiving, I think, to help us reflect on how the Lord is calling us in our vocation. Now, you were called or appointed close to 8 years now to be our vocations director for the Archdiocese of Portland. I thought it'd be neat to just get a chance to look back of when you first entered the office and trying to figure out, okay, what am I supposed to do here? Plus you were a newly ordained priest. So one, you're coming into the priesthood, you've had a little bit of time with parish life, and then all of a sudden Archbishop says, okay, now you're going to be a vocation director and guide other young men to do what you're doing today, being a servant for the Lord. So let's go back a little bit to that beginning of that transition from pastor to a vocation director.
Yeah, well, thanks for giving me the opportunity to reflect on that. And as you were talking, I remember that day when I received that call from Archbishop Sample. It was on my cell phone. I was just happily just kind of minding my own business down in Jervis, you know. I was the priest down there at Sacred Heart St. Louis Parish, and just really, really enjoying that ministry and those people, and get a call from, I was in my car and myself and, the Archbishop Sample. Pulled over to the side of the road, and Father Irvin, she's your Archbishop. So he kind of just set the date. He wanted to talk more about a possible new assignment. But you're right. I mean, it's really a transition, but what I think is neat for having a younger priest in the role as vocation director is that we're not too far from seminary process and just to our own experience. We're not too far from the application process, the discernment. And there's really a lot of excitement in our priesthood as being kind of a young, newly ordained, and everything is new and it's fresh. It's really just been, for my priesthood, it's really been a blessing. I never thought I would really say it that way, but it's really been a blessing for my priesthood to be a vocation director. And you're right. I mean, there's a lot of things that I had to learn, and stepping into that job, I really didn't know where to begin. It's like, man, applications, how do you help someone discern? And, you know, seminary visits, working with the rectors and all that. There's really a lot to it. Raising money. How do we raise money? But I really had a lot of people to rely on and a team. And a lot of support, I think, in the pastoral center there. And, just had a few priest friends, too, to rely on as well. But I guess most importantly, as I'm able to reflect on it after 8 years, for me, the most important thing has been my own prayer life, just my own personal relationship with Jesus, and how that has really even deepened over these 8 years as vocation director, because that's really where discernment happens. Discernment happens in the heart of prayer. It happens when we are just in the silence and the depths of just deep intimacy with God. And that's where we hear him speak. That's where we hear him kind of nudge us. That's where we hear him invite us to something more and to give ourselves even more. So I think for myself, it's just really a deepening of my own personal prayer life. And as a priest, I mean, that is our relationship with God is our work. I mean, that is the most important thing we do. That's really a beautiful thing about being a celibate, is that I get to give up my whole life, my whole self for God, and even in my own personal prayer. I say for myself as a priest, the early hours of the day, the first hours of the day are really the most privileged and blessed, you know, to be able to spend a couple hours in prayer every morning in the quiet and really giving that time to the Lord. And whatever happens, you know, is going to come out of prayer. And we can really just trust that the Lord is going to bless us. So maybe to wrap all that up, if I look at just these last 8 years, the most important thing for me as vocation director has been deepening my own prayer life, because I'm now able to help others discern and help them deepen their own prayer life so that they can hear the Lord's voice and that they can follow those small but very tender invitations from God.
Right. I'm just thinking, Father Jeff, of the TV series The Chosen with and just some great stories of Jesus, and he's calling out the disciples. And what just you're talking about is Jesus is trying to teach these guys, and they want to go and do all these great adventures. You know, they want to do all the work that they think the missionaries and the apostles and, you know, we're going to kind of make the Jews be the greatest now because we got this great Messiah. And Jesus is like, you know, we want to have your prayer life, quiet life with the Lord. He goes up to the top of the mountain to pray. So there's a lot for us to learn in Jesus's example of spending that time going on that discernment retreat, like we talked about before, that's key to allow us to be prepared for the mission of what we're going to do. But before we can do, we have to be, like you said, Father Jeff, we have to be servants of the Lord. We have to be lovers of the Lord.
Yeah, I'm reminded of, I think one of the calls, I think it's the Gospel of Mark, when Jesus calls his disciples, is, and the language is very nuanced, is he first calls them to be with him. You know, it's like, that's the first call. He calls a few just to be with him, to be very intimate, very close to him. And then he sends them out.
Mm-hmm. So that come and see. Call,
right.
That's
really to be with them and to be very close.
To spend that time. And, you know, I think it's pretty interesting because we are moving into the Lenten season. It's a season that I think really it's a huge push. Get in scripture, get in daily prayer. If you can make it to daily mass, you know, to really strengthen, like you've talked about, I need to strengthen every morning, be in that morning prayer. And maybe just as we close, just some thoughts about how we could maybe approach Lenten season with really strengthening that relationship with God, that really sets the course for all of the relationships we have.
Sure. Yeah. I think an important thing that we're all encouraged to do around, you know, the Lenten season is to make an effort to go to confession. You know, so I think that can be a very, just a powerful spiritual practice, not only a practice, but really receiving God's love and mercy for us, but just to do an authentic examination of our life, examination of our conscience, and allow ourselves to be free of these burdens and receive the Lord's love and mercy for us. I think that's a wonderful invitation for us to do. Secondarily would be, you know, simply allowing maybe 20 to 30 minutes of silent prayer each and every morning or each and every day, and even just breaking over the scriptures for the day, the gospel reading for the day, and allow yourself to sit with it and to meditate upon it and put yourself into the scene, so to speak, do a little bit of a Lectio Divina, and allow the Lord to speak to you in that way through the sacred scriptures. And then the other, I think maybe even more personal for me, is just a deep and abiding relationship with Mary, our mother, you know, so break out those rosary beads, and dust them off. And maybe during the Lenten season, just challenge yourself to pray a daily rosary, you know, during Lent, and to offer up those that you know who may be struggling, who may be suffering a bit, offer them up through the intercession of our Blessed Virgin Mary.
Absolutely.
Who wants to care for all of us.
Right, right. And download that Hail Mary Media app. I know our friends at Mater Dei Radio, because, you know, we do have this great app to remind you of prayer. And if you're not in the routine of daily prayer, it will notify you. You can do a beautiful novena with a community. And so how great to connect with Our Lady here at Our Lady's radio station. Father Jeff, it's great to have you with us in this archdiocese. We're so blessed to have you as our vocation director. And so we're going to continue to pray for you and Archbishop as you continue to discern working and walking with these men who are currently in seminary, and we pray will be entering in the upcoming year. So thank you so much. And I want to just invite you to close with a closing prayer.
Sure. Yeah. Thank you for all of your prayers. Father, we entrust this time into Mary, our mother, as we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Father Jeff. Have a great day.
Thank you, Dina Marie. God bless.
And it is 8:24 here at Mater Dei Radio. Well, beautiful prayers like that one, plus many more, are available on our Hail Mary Media app. It's literally a library of Catholic prayers right at your hand using your smartphone. And while you're there, you also want to look at our Lenten resources as you pray your way through these 40 days. Again, you can find out more information by going to materdeiradio.com. Or just go ahead and download the Hail Mary Media app and look for yourself.
Support for Mater Dei Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including Dr. Mark Bianco, family dentist. Dr. Bianco practices family dentistry in the neighborhood of 122nd Avenue and Stark Street in Southeast Portland. Dr. Bianco, family dentist, online at biancodentistry.com or 503-252-1722. That's 503-252-1722.
The wait is over. St. Patrick Catholic Church's annual St. Patrick Day dinner is back in Portland on Sunday, March 13th. Join the shenanigans with a full corned beef and cabbage dinner from Kells, local brews, and special treats from the Emerald Isle. It's St. Patrick Catholic Church's annual St. Patty's Day dinner, benefiting the church's restoration. Reserve your spot now for seating at 11, 1, and 3, or grab an order to go. Learn more at stpatrickpdx.org. That's stpatrickpdx.org.
This is Archbishop Alexander Sample of the Archdiocese of Portland in Oregon, inviting you to join me for the Voice of the Shepherd. I always look forward to our time together to discuss issues that matter most to our families and to the church.
Catch the Voice of the Shepherd with Portland Archbishop Alexander Sample and me, Dina Marie, your host, each Tuesday night at 7:30, Saturday afternoon at 3:30, and Sunday morning at 7:30 on Mater Dei Radio, leading souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary.
It's good to the very last drop. The Morning Blend on the bridge between your faith and everyday life. Mater Dei Radio.
It's 8:27 in Mater Dei Radio and the latest developments in Ukraine coming up in the news.
And are you hooked on Wordle? Well, perhaps inspiration from the saints will help you get a win. I'll have that story for you, plus more coming up in the news. Here is Lenten music by Matt Marr. Abide with me. You're listening to The Morning Blend right here at Mater Dei Radio.
I have a home, eternal home. But for now, I walk this broken world. You walked it first. You know our pain, but you show hope. Can rise again up from the grave. Abide with me. Abide with me. Don't let me fall. And don't let go. Walk with me. And never leave. Ever close. God, abide with me. There in the night, Gethsemane, before the cross, before the nails, overwhelmed, alone you pray, your medicine, our suffering, and for our shame. Abide with me. Abide with me. Don't let me fall. And don't let go. Walk with me. And never leave. Ever close. God, abide with me. Oh, love.
That is Matt Maher and Abide With Me. It's 8:31 at Mater Dei Radio, the bridge between your faith and everyday life.